We distinguish the excellent person from the common person by saying that the excellent person is one who makes great demands on him or herself, and the common person is one who makes no demands on him or herself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today, and I'm not going to do that. It's just an instant inspiration. The thought for today will come tomorrow morning. I fooled you, didn't I? Me too. Okay. We distinguish the excellent person from the common person by saying that the excellent person is one who makes great demands on him or herself, and the common person makes no demands on him or herself. It's by José Ortega y Gasset. Now, it's a wonderful statement. It's a powerful statement. We've often wondered what is that which separates greatness from the ordinary, you know. What separates a person who is a great achiever from a person who is a limited achiever? Well, of course, their ability to achieve, you know. Their talent oftentimes changes them. Not everyone is a Mozart. Not everyone is a Michelangelo. Not everyone is a Herb Byerly. Well, forget about that. Not everyone is a Ellen Jeremini or what's your name? Sylvia Maria Enns? Now, what is Sylvia Maria Enns known for? Well, she's known for being a genius in anything she touches. Oh, is that right? My goodness sakes. Now, what are you going to touch? Huh? You're going to be like Midas and touch things and everything turn to gold? Or are you going to touch things and have everything turn to wisdom and understanding and light and love and unconditional love? That's a good one, isn't it? And just go touch unconditional love there and have that be your reality. Now, an excellent person would say of unconditional love, that is who I am. A common person would say of unconditional love, that is who I wish I could be. And you see, the common person makes no effort at being that. No effort. You go up to a common person and say, you stink. And the common person will say, how dare you? You certainly are a miserable person for saying such a thing. Whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter. But you should not say that. That is naughty, naughty, naughty. And defend themselves for something that they might not even be. Now, the excellent person, you go up to them and you say, you stink. And you say, ooh, have I been working that hard and I'm starting to perspire? Yes, I have. But you know, every time I get great ideas, I just perspire all over the place. I just feel like I'm soaking wet because my mind is working a million miles an hour. And I got all these great ideas. And sometimes perhaps my perspiration might have an odor to it. But most of the time it doesn't, because I'm just so pure in my thought that my perspiration is pure. What? You don't stink? Try it again. No, you don't. My goodness sakes. You mean, when you have pure thoughts, you don't have an impure odor from your body? Well, that's a thought, isn't it? Could very well be. Try it sometime. Try working very hard and perspiring very much and have pure thoughts. Think, all is beautiful in the world. All is wonderful in the world. I am a fantastic person. I am a joyous person. I am a delightful person. I am fantastic in every way. And then smell your arm with pits. Nothing. You know? Or smells like popcorn or smells like something else that is charming, you know. But you don't. You don't. I have experienced people who lie. And people who lie, they seem to emit a very definite body odor. It's sort of like a rotten pig or a rotten egg type thing. It's terrible. It's terrible. And you'll notice it if you really are around people who claim to be honest and then are saying something that's dishonest, saying something that is not very nice. And it's amazing. It's really amazing. I know when people are around me and I encourage them to speak on anything they want, and sometimes they lie to me, beside the fact that I know they're lying, they give off this body odor, which tells that they're lying. You know, very sends it out to the universe. I'm lying, I'm lying, I'm lying. And it is interesting. Now, you tell them about that. You say, hey, you're sending out these odors that are telling the world that you're lying. You best always just tell the truth. Because if you're lying, people are going to know it, you know, 10 feet away or more. And you want to be very careful about that. So always tell the truth. And if you don't want to tell the truth, shut up. Don't say anything. Don't say anything, but don't lie. Because you can't afford to lie. Because your body does not tolerate that. And it gives off this very definite odor that says you're lying. Now, we distinguish an excellent person from a common person because the excellent person makes great demands on themselves and the common person doesn't. Now, the excellent person, if there's a job to be done, they will do that job so wonderfully, so completely, regardless of how much of their personal time it takes, because they know that that is something they've accepted to do. Now, Brian borrowed our Dr. Weed Eater or whatever it is, and he took it home. He said he'd bring it back in the morning, which he did. He brought it back maybe about 10, 11 o'clock today, and he stopped in my office to tell me that he brought it back. And I said, now, were you nice to our tool? He said, oh, yes. He said, I polished it and dusted it and cleaned it off just perfect, you know. And I said, but were you nice to it? Did you love it? Did you make sure that it only did the things that it's supposed to do? Oh, yes. And I said, you only did your work for your personal work. You didn't go do the company work. No, 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 just my personal work. And I said, did you like it? Oh, yes. Are you happy? Yes. And he giggled and laughed. You see, we can oftentimes plant more seeds, importantly, by a little bit of humor than we can by being sarcastic. And the common person is a master at being sarcastic. Now, why is the common person the master at being sarcastic? Because he creates everybody being sarcastic with him. And because he creates everybody being sarcastic with him, he's sarcastic. And he is not a very pleasant person to have around. But now, the excellent person, on the other hand, can have common people around him. And I don't mean to belittle the people, but people who have no great aspirations for themselves, okay? He can have people who have no great aspirations for themselves around him, and he doesn't even know they exist. Not that he's superior to them, but they don't affect him in any way. They don't belittle or make him feel insufficient in any way. They don't make him feel that he should be doing their job. He just does whatever is right for him to do, and he's a happy person. Are you like that? Are you the kind of person who just goes your way, does your thing, does everything in excellence, or not? I wrote a letter to a young man in Africa just a few moments ago, and he wants to become a student at the university here on campus. And he wants to bring his brother along, too. And he's not quite 18, and I told him that the laws of the state of California prohibit a young person from coming onto campus without permission or without his parent along or without being 18 or over. And this is the same of any university here in the world, in fact, because they don't want to be babysitters. You know, people under 18 usually don't take responsibility for themselves and are oftentimes irresponsible. And even when they're 18, they're irresponsible. But so I told him, I said, he has an uncle, his Uncle Franklin, who is an outstanding man. And his uncle's friend, Justin, is an outstanding man. And their friend, Sabil Agabwa, in the Imo State, is a fantastic lady too. And they're all wanting to work with this boy to help him to find his spiritual path. Well, now, that probably will be something that we'll watch develop a little bit. He's been writing regularly, and we've been working with him, and we have not denied him. He has not indicated whether he is a common person or whether he is an excellent person. Now, he is persistent, but an excellent person is a person who is honorable, who has integrity, who says he's coming to school to study, and then he studies. He's not there to run off to the parks and the zoos and the amusements of the world and to see the world because he's free from his parental home or from wherever he may be, but he goes to school to study. He goes to school to study diligently. There's a young man. He is a Rhodes Scholar type person, absolute genius. And he went into the university and he studied physics in its many phases. And he studied chemistry in its many phases. He a genius, you know. Everything he picked up and studied, he understood it right away. He learned it right away. And so then he started to give parties in his room. And he would take his room, which would be his little apartment, and at different times he would make his room into a ecological experience. At one time, his room was a rainforest, which had jungle trees in it, jungle animals in it. It had a river running through it. I mean, how he did all these things, but that's what a genius does. He knows no limitation. And it worked. It's probably a recycling river, you know. And they borrowed the animals from friends and parrots and this and that. But it was real. People walked in there for the party and they, wow! But you see, he got so involved in the activity of doing these wonderful projects that he didn't apply himself in his school. And so he had to leave. But when he left, he kept on doing these strange and wonderful things until he came up with some things that science has been wanting to know for a long time. And because of his flamboyance, his ease of entering into his own inner self, he's come up with the answer. A most amazing man. A most amazing man. I was reading about 10 of these different people, men and women, for the outstanding. They're not known for high-class stuff. They are high-class, doing some low-class stuff, which is making some miracles happen. And it's just really great. And I think he was 35 years old. And it's a fantastic thing. But you see, an excellent person does not know education, does not know age, does not know relationships, does not know anything. An excellent person only knows to be itself. And if it has a girlfriend or a boyfriend, fine. But that is immaterial to its pathway into its inner self. If the girlfriend gets in the way or the boyfriend gets in the way, out they go, you know? Not out they go, they just don't belong. They wouldn't be there in the first place. They have to be some unique type of person to be in an excellent person's environment. Now, in the common environment, as Abraham Lincoln said, God must have loved the common man, the poor man. He made so many of them. Well, God didn't make these poor people, if you want to say that there's an exterior God that makes them. The interior God within each one of us, it makes the poor people or the rich people, because of what is our expectation from ourself and our inner awareness. If we are expecting ourselves to be geniuses and beautiful and fantastic, go for it. But if we're expecting ourselves to be limited and unhappy, then go for that. Either way, it's perfectly okay. The world does not care. The only thing the world cares about is that we be ourselves and have fun. And when we are ourselves and have fun, the world applauds. The world really doesn't expect us to go and make a living, doesn't expect us to change the environment, change the world. It just expects us to be happy people. And when we're happy people, the world doesn't object to that at all. The common man or the exceptional man. But the exceptional person is the one who gets out there and is unlimited in his imagination, in his drive, in his enthusiasm, in his direction. He is unlimited. Are you unlimited? You bet. Are you going to be that way? There's a statement. When you go to work on a job, don't give your very best right away. Because then what more do you have to give? And I say, when you go to any employment or any activity, always give your very best at the first outset and then get better. Because if you give your best, you continuously be giving something better of yourself because you're not empty. The best you have didn't happen by accident. It happened because you gave your best before that, which led to the best that that was. And that leads to the best that is to come. So I say to people, don't make a statement like that. Don't say you don't want to give your best because then they'll expect that of you all the time. Well, that's great. Let them expect that of you all the time and of everybody else too. When you are a genius, you are incomparable. When you are the best, you are incomparable. There's no comparison. And so let everyone else be their own incomparable best. Let them be their own genius. And as you do that without you competing with them or they competing with you, you'll find that you're a magic person. Not a will-o'-the-wisp, but a magic person. One who is always on top of it, in charge, and in love with himself. Yes, and I love you. I love you. I love you.